Okay, we're up to Daf Zayin and Aleph. By the two dots, about 60% of the way down. Amar Rava, Chatas sheshachta l'shem Chatas k'sheira l'shem ola psula. If you shecht the Chatas for the sake of Chatas, it's kosher. But if you shecht the Chatas for the sake of ola, then it's pasul. Why? Excuse me, sorry. My time of shachar osol l'chatas. Amar Chwani, you have to shecht it to be a Chatas. And after all, if you shecht the chatas for chatas, that's good enough. All the Torah said was shechet l'shem chatas. Now, what exactly does he mean here? Clearly, understand shecht the chatas l'shem ol is pasul. Okay, technically the limudim of that are only known base here, but that's the Mishnah. Chatas shel ol l'shem is pasul. Shecht chatas l'shem chatas kosher because you shecht the chatas l'shem chatas. But what's the chiddush? Obviously, he doesn't mean you shechted it 100% correctly. That's not a chiddush. Obviously, if you do it right, it's kosher. Right? Obviously, he means you did something wrong, but it's chatas l'shem chatas. So what did he mean by chatas l'shem chatas? So here, chatas l'shem chatas, k'sheira, what did he mean by that? What was the case? So here, we have a machlokas rishonim. Tosos quotes from Benu Tam that it meant chatas ruvein l'shem Chata Shimon. Remember, na Almanashi is kaper ba Shimon. Right? Remember, Rashi and Tosos from Mechalik. Almanashi is kaper ba Shimon Ashinu Bible. It's just, you shech the Chata's Ruvain, l'shem Chata Shimon, and Tosos points out, that's the Machlokas Rabban Rav Chista from last time about Todas Ruvain, l'shem Todas Shimon, and don't we pass like Tosos assumes, and everyone seems to assume, that we pass like Rav Chista that it's possible. So he says, this is the whole Tosos l'shitasam, that Rav Chista only passed by Toda, not by anything else. Right? The Rav Chista passed rak the Karban Toda. That is, sorry, I should have said Rabbein of Tam. Rabbein of Tam says Rav Chista only passed by Karban Toda. Okay, so this is teaching us that any other time, remember, we're in Rashi and Tosa's scheme, not in the Rambam scheme. Rashi and Tosa said, if I shecht, Amanashi is kaper ba someone else, that's Shinei Bible. If I just shecht Karban Reuven l'shem Karban Shimon, that's this in-between land between Shinei Kodesh Shinei Bailem, and Rav Chista is Mechadish, it's possible, but only by Toda. But that's not the mainstream. Rashi and all the Achronim seem to assume, and even Tosos later on rejects Rabbeinu Tam, and Venere Dela B'Hochi Mairi, Rashi and Tosos say differently, and they say what it means is, Chatas Chelev, L'shem Chatas Dam. Right, that's what Rashi says. One second, where is this? Yeah, Kyo Chatas Chelo, Shinishla L'shem Chatas Dam. And Tos says, V'nere Divla B'Hakimayri, M'dolokam V'hedi B'Chavero. Then he should have used the Lashon of the previous Sugya. Of Chavero Elamayri, B'Chatas Chelo, L'shem Chatas Dam. And, as Rava says later on, this might also have to do with the Girsa here. Here we have Amar Rava Chata Sheshach L'Shem Chatas Ksheira. And Tosos assumes the Girsa is Rava, because yes, Rava needs to say this and something else. But on Daf Tesam at Beis, we have, on Daf Gimelam at Beis, we have the exact same words, which is Chata Sheshach L'Shem Chatas Ksheira L'Shem Ola Psula. Isn't that the exact same words? Chata Sheshach L'Shem Chatas Ksheira L'Shem Ola Psula. And there it's Rav talking. There it's Rav talking. So if there it's Rav talking, then maybe it's maybe if the right gear says Rav, then on Daf Tesam at Beis, Rav says explicitly Chatas Chelev Sheshach L'Shem Chatas Dam is Psula. So that would be a big riot if the Girsa was Rav. Then that would be a big riot to this derech, right? That lefi girsas rav bedaf gimel amid beis nicha shahare rav amar behedya bedaf tesam amid beis chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem. Chatas dam is kshira. Okay, so if you have the Gersa of Rav, then it would really... If you have the Gersa of Rav, which is what you have in Gimel and Beis, then Lachor, it's the same thing Rav says in Tesim and Beis, talking about Dam and Chilav, like Rashi and Tosos. If you have the Gersa of Rava, then you could go... Then you could go either way. Okay, so that's just according to the Gersa of Rav, you would for sure say like Rashi and Tosos. Now, let's just ask ourselves then, what's the din of Chatas Chilev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam?
But you also got that other problem of Ravacha Bered Rava.
Give me a second.
Oh, okay.
So, Chatas Chilev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam. So here we have a Machlokas Amorayim. Right, what's the Machlokas Amorayim? On Daf Tes Amud Beis, we have Rav Bid Daf Tes Amud Beis, and Rava, if that's the Gersa, Bid Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Lefi Perish Rashi V'Tosfos, says Ksheira. Rav Acha Brei De Rava on Daf Tes Amud Beis, says Psula. He said, V'shachar Osalachatas, V'shem Osachatas. So we have two opinions, Ksheira and Psula. However, even if it's Ksheira, we are a little misupak as to, is it also or not? Right? So really we have a bunch of different opinions. One opinion is possible. But if it's Ksheira, is it also? So what does Rashi say here? Rashi says here, Ksheira, also Labailim. The only problem is, as the Birkas HaZevach here points out, that Rashi in Menachos on Menachos Daf Gimel and Beis, when we have the exact same Memra, says, one second. Chata shechila shach l'shem chata dam ksheira v'lo also l'baylam. He says v'lo also l'baylam. I mean, that's the original Gersa there. So here it's a little tricky. Rashi here says also l'baylam, right? Rashi zvachim daf zayin amin aleph says also, but Rashi in the parallel sugya in Menachos Gimel and Beis, technically it's parallel to zvachim daf tes, says lo also. So what's pshat? So here we have a big machlokas. Lachor and Rashi, if you don't want to say it's machlokas in Rashi's, you either have to change the Gersa in one Rashi or change the Gersa in another Rashi. Right? So if you turn to Menachos there, in our Rashi, it already it takes out it puts the brakes around the low, and it says on the bottom, on the side, Rashak. That's a little strange. So I'm not sure what to do about that. Okay, let's leave that.
Actually, isn't it difficult to have a chatas low?
So hold on a second.
It can't be in the double.
So that's exact. Okay, so let's think about this for a second. So the Birkas HaZevach here says, even though their current page says differently, Birkas HaZevach here says, he says it should be low also low. So the Maisa says the Birkas HaZevach, he says low also. Ksheira of the low also low. Joel asked, which is what the Tzon Kachem asked in the Birkas HaZevach, how can you have a Chatas that kasher v'lo aksher v'lo also lo, a chatas can be in a dava. Okay, but the answer is that that first of all, an asham also can be in a dava, and yet it can be kasher v'lo also pigzeres agasa. But even better, remember. Okay, but remember daf mem vav and beis chatas. Now I'm not talking about what we would learn the Ramban might paskin against the Gemara daf mem vav and beis. What the Rambam paskins and what it says. It says in the word daf mem vav and beis. Chatas shachul shem chulin is ksheh rav lo also lo. Okay, so apparently you can have such a thing as chatas kashem lols. It's a big fetish, but apparently you can have. That's his first daya. His second daya is in the Birkas HaZevach. That's his main daya. Birkas HaZevach daya bet. Is that also lo? L'shem dam. It's also, but not for what you originally wanted to bring it for, Chelev. It's also for what you now say it's for, which is dam. And the third opinion, which is the Tzon Kodshim, and the Tosfos in Nazir, Daf, I think, Chavzayin of Beis, Tosfos in Nazir, Daf Chavzayin of Beis, brings a stira. There it says, Mefurash, that if you shechat as chil, shem chat as dam, it's not mechaper. But how here can Rava say, and there it's even Rava bringing a brisa, and in any case, it's a brisa. So whoever it is here, how can they say that it's kosher? So Tosfos says, no problem. It's kosher. It's also the shame what you originally brought it for. Just not also the shame what you want to change it for. So, I mean, this at least the second answer there. So he says, Tosfos, Nazir Daf Chavzayin Beis, he says, also lo, l'shem, feilev, what you originally brought it for. So here we have basically all four possibilities you can possibly imagine. Anything you could possibly imagine. We have puzzle, we have kosher v'lo also, we have kosher v'also for the new thing you had in mind, and kosher v'also for the old thing you had in mind. Right, all the different possibilities. Okay, hard to know how to paskin in this case. Well, how do we paskin in this case? Over the way you paskin in this case is like Rav Acha Brei D'Rava. That's how the Rambam paskins, because he seems to have the last word in the Daf Testament Beis, and this seems to be the Psak. That's the Rambam. But what's the Svara of each of these? What's the Svara of each of these of each of these shitas? L'chora, the Svara for L'chora, the Svara for this shita is that which Aveira it is part of the shame of the Karban. And therefore, if you change the Aveira, you're changing the shame of the Karban. You can say differently based on Joel, but L'chora, the Svara is that the Aveira is part of the identity of the Karban. The Aveira is part of the identity of the Karban. Therefore, that's what we say. M'shal chosal l'chatas, l'shem osachatas. It's interesting. Osachatas. He doesn't even say osachet. I think what he's saying is that chatas and chet is the same thing. Which chet it is which chatas it is. And therefore, a chat, just like the chet of dam is different than the chet of chelev, the chatas of dam is different than the chatas of chelev, and you're shechting it for a different chatas. That's the svara of Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, who we paskin like. What's the svara of the Birksa Zevach, the O'ol Salo? So there you have to say that. Let me just. You have to say he's inspired by Chatas L'Shem Chulin, right? Chatas L'Shem Chulin is kosher, but lo also lo, right? So likewise, Chatas L'Shem Chatas Dam is kosher, but lo also lo. Meaning, you have to say there's some sort of Tzvei Dinim here, right? So what is a Tzvei Dinim? So only a Shinoi Gomer is Posel, and Chelev V'Dam is not Shinoi Kodesh. No, it's not Shinoi Kodesh.
I have to go with the grandpa and the grandkids.
Okay. I mean, if you have to have Tzaras, right, then it should be babysitting the grandkids.
No, it's more complicated.
Okay, then. Mir Tzashem, Shem Shena Brach, it should all work out. Okay, so only Shinoi Gomer is Posel. And therefore, this is not a Shinu Gomer, meaning it's not Mam Shinu Kodesh. The shame of it is not Chatas Chelev. But there's a second din. In order to get Kapara, you need Kavana L'Shem Chet. In order to get Kavana, you need Kavana L'Shem Chet. And therefore, you can put two things together. Chatas l'shem chulin, which is not a shinoi, because chulin is not something you can really change it to. And chatas chelev l'shem dam are not mechaper. Okay, there's tvei dinim. To pasel, only a change the identity of the object. And it's a real change the identity of the object, pasels. And therefore, chelev and dam is not a change the identity of the object, because That's not defining the identity object. That's just the purpose you're bringing. And chulin is not a change in the identity of the object, because since it's from Mars, it doesn't really count as a competing identity. That's the pasul. However, to get kapara, you need to bring your chatas for what you're bringing your chatas for. If I want to bring this for chaylev, I only get kapara if I bring it for chaylev. I need active lishma l'shem chait. L'shem chulin is not active l'shem chait, and l'shem dam is not l'shem chait.
Maybe the l'shem chulin is altalo l'shem chulin. So therefore, b'meila, you don't have kapara for anything.
Okay, possibly, but that's not fit. That might fit in more with number three. So that's what's the svara for number three?
Isn't number two the same svara that Mr. Rashi, the Rambam Rashi Tosfos about Shimon Bagley? I mean, whether it has to be, whether it's an identity crisis or
yes, correct, parallel, exactly. The svara for number three is, I think, the most fascinating. You're mafresh it l'shem dam. Now you're bringing l'shem chilev. What is this svara saying? This svara is saying that there is, at least on the level, that there is no kvius at hafrasha for which, okay, no kvius is a bit of an exaggeration, but at least no binding kvius for which chait it is. Meaning, I'm mafresh at l'shem chaylev, but if I bring l'shem dam, it's mechaper on dam. Meaning, it was never kavua for chaylev. That detail, the whole which sin it comes from, is not part of the identity at all. It is not nikva at all for which chait it is. I only decide which chait it is for b'shas hakrava. Right? So, basically, if you're talking about, like, how deep is this identity? Like, what happens b'shas hafrasha? You know? After hafrasha, what is it? So, according to this, it is a chatas chilev. That's its identity. Over here, it is a chatas, which is being brought for chilev. Right? So the basic identity is chatas. It doesn't possible if I think dam. But nonetheless, it's being brought for chilev. I can't change it. And therefore, if I want to now bring it for dam, then I haven't brought it for the right. And here, it's just chatas. It's not really chatas chilev yet. No, I'm intending to bring it for chilev, but it's not called, it not only is not called a chatas chilev, it doesn't have any chalosif coming for chilev yet. Because I can change anytime I want to bring it for dam. It's just a chatas. I'll decide later what I'm bringing it for. I may have now decided to bring it for chaylev, but I can change my mind to bring it for dam. No big deal. The fourth svara, I would say, is, and here it's not, I'm not saying any longness. I'm just trying to explain on a pshat level where they're coming from. The Tosfos in Nazir, at least in one data, and the Tom Kachim, that it's olol l'shem chaylev. L'chor, what you'd have to say is that it's a chatas being brought for chaylev, meaning I'm bringing it for chaylev. Chaylev is fixed, but it's not part of the basic identity. It's just a property of it, right? Here we're saying chaylev is the identity. Here we're saying chaylev is not binding at all. And here we're saying chaylev is not the basic identity, but chaylev is fixed in this carbon. So here you also have to say chaylev is not the basic identity, but it is fixed in this carbon. And and I think what we're saying is that only Shinoi Gomer is Posel, and Chele Vidam is not Shinoi Kodesh, and there is no second din requiring positive kavana l'shem chait. There's no tzvei dinim. It's taka chatas being brought for chaylev. You can't change the fact that it's for chaylev. It's unchangeably for chaylev. But even if I bring it for dam, that's okay, because it's not mamash shinoi, and there's no second requirement that I have to think the right sin. And therefore, I brought this Chatas Chilev for Dam. It wasn't a Mamashinoi, because that fundamentally defined as Chatas Chilev. It's just being brought for Chilev. And even though at the time I was thinking Dam instead of Chilev, that doesn't bother anyone, because there is no second requirement to actively bring it L'shem Chilev. Okay, these are the four opinions. I'll just point out that there's a parallel issue when it comes to the following question. And we're not going into as much detail. We Paskin, let's assume we pass like Rav Acha Brei de Rava. Why? Because he has the last word in Daf Tes Amud Beis. Right? We pass like Rav Acha Brei de Rava. So, Lidi Dan, Dekaimalan, Chatas Chelev, Sheshachta, L'shem Chatas Dam, is Psula. What's the din? What's the din? Im Hefresh Chatas Al Chelev Sha'achal Esmol. The Shachta Al Chelev Sha'achal Hayom. What if the change was more subtle? Not from Chelev to Dam, but from Monday's Chelev to Tuesday's Chelev. I ate Chelev twice. I owe two separate Chataces. I mafresh this Chatas for Monday's Chelev, and then I bring it for Tuesday's Chelev. So what's the din? So you might say it's also possible it's a different sin. Right? You might say it's also possible it's a different sin. I pointed out that the Me'iri in Nazir says, Afachote Atzmo, Kosher Frisha Lachilev, Loivin Rachel Shabbos, Lafilo Adam, Vim Hikr of Pasol Lomal, Ella, Lo'oda Lafilo Frisha Lachil Shachel Beshachris, Loivin Rachel Shachel Arvis. Even if you're mafreshit for morning Chilev, you can't bring it for the evening Chilev. Vim Hikr of Lo Keeper of Lomal, and if you're a makrovit, you weren't mechaper. You weren't mechaper if you're a makrovit. Okay, you didn't get kapara. So here it's not clear what he means that you didn't get kapara. It's pasul or kosher v'lo olsa. What do you think?
I think you go there with the Rambam.
What? Let's start with the Rambam. Says the Rambam in Shkagos Gimel Gimel. What does the Rambam say? Shkagos Gimel Gimel. The Rambam says kosher v'chiper. Keeper is like Olsolo. He says there's a fundamental difference. That's possible, but this is kosher v'chiper. Keeper on what? Keeper on yesterday's or on today's?
Yesterday's.
So that's what the Rogachover says that I put here in the Makoros. The keeper al chata shehifrish, on what you're a mafrish. Says the Rogachover. He says, keeper al chelev sheachal esmol. However, Chaim does not assume that. Rav Chaim assumes, in the Rav Chaim I put here, all the way at the end, he says, Shaper yotzi dechovaso al chelev sha'ochal hayom chol hashinoi b'di'evet. The shinoi is chal, says the Grach, and the Karen Or says the same thing, which I did not put on the Makoros at all, but you'll either take my word for it or you could look it up. Kiper al chelev sha'ochal hayom. He says the change, he says the change works. However, not everyone agrees as mechaper. Says the Me'iri Mefurish Lo Keeper. The Tosos also, I put a Tosos Mavakamu, says it's not mechaper in today's chilev. But he's not clear if it's mechaper in yesterday's chilev or not. Definitely not like Yerach. The Me'iri says Lo Keeper. I think, if you ask me, that if you read the Me'iri Medoyak, okay, different opinions whether you should read the Me'iri Medoyak or not. When he talks about Hefrishu al chilev and Yevienu al chilel Shabbos and Andam, he says Pasol v'lo Maal. Chelav on Dam, Pasol v'lo Maal. When he talks about Chelav Shachal B'Shachris on Chelav Shachal Arvis, he says Lo Keeper. So I wonder, why did he say Lo Keeper instead of Pasol? Clearly Lo Keeper. But maybe he said Lo Keeper instead of Pasol, because it's Kosher v'lo Olsolo. Maybe he thinks it's Kosher v'lo Olsolo. So says the Me'iri, Lo Keeper, the Yesh L'dayek in the Me'iri, that Kosher v'lo also low. Why? Because in the previous line by Chilav Benami said Pasol, and here he says Lo Keeper. I just wanted to point out that if you would look in the Shidum Gebetzes there, quoting Rabbeinu Azriel and Nazir, he throws together, he says, you don't get Kapara if you bring Chilav on Dam or yesterday's Chilav on today's Chilav. So Nira Ladayek in Rabbeinu Azriel, that is Pasol, because he compares the Chilav al Dam. So says the Shita Mikubetzes in Nazir, B'Shem Rabbeinu Azriel, he also says Lo Keeper, ve yesh l'dayek, since he equates it to chela for dam, that it's pasul. So in any case, in the end, we have the same four opinions, right? We have one opinion that it's pasul. We have one opinion kosher below olsa. We have one opinion that it's kosher and it's ole for the new thing you thought. And one opinion it's kosher and it's ole for the old thing you thought. Okay, according to...
Except the Rambam is problematic. The Rambam crossed lines.
Aha! So, the Rambam... So, why do we cross lines here? This is what Rav Chaim discusses. I mean, according to this, the Svara is, it's the same as Chelev the Dam, right? Meaning, Chelev for Dam is puzzle, the way we puzzle, like Arach B'di Rava, and yesterday for today's Chelev is puzzle. So then it works at Glot. According to everyone else, it's different. Why is it different from... Why is it different? So you have to say, this is what Rav Chaim says, that why is it, really for all of these opinions, you have to say, it's different from Chelev V'dam. You would ask why. So, okay, once I ask why, the answer is going to be obvious, says Reb Chaim, because chelev and dam is part of the identity of the karban. There's a chatas chelev and a chatas dam. Yesterday's chelev and today's chelev, Monday's chelev and Tuesday's chelev is not part of the identity of the karban. That's what I'm bringing it for, but that's not part of the identity of the karban. That's just a detail. There's a chatas chelev. There's no chatas chelev shel esmol.
But it's a chatchilev.
And he admits, lechachila, you shouldn't change it. Which might only be a din rabbanan for all we know, right?
So that why?
Lechachila, you shouldn't change it.
Why shouldn't that
be? The truth is that he makes it sound like maybe even midoraisa, you shouldn't change it, lechachila. But it's not binding.
Why shouldn't that be like the things on Daf Mem Vav, according to the Rambam? The same way that the Rambam distinguished...
Well, first of all, according to the Meiri, maybe it is, right?
Let's get the Rambam. The Meiri,
Okay, fair enough. So, give me a second. Says the Graf, he says, Chelev V'dam is part of the Shem Karban. Right? But, Esmol V'hayom is not part of the Shem Karban. Still, Chachila, you shouldn't switch it midstream. But it's not part of the identity of the Karban. Once it's not part of the identity of the Karban, then if you switch the Shinui Iskal B'dievet. Maybe I should, you know, you're pointing out, right, it's not that it's not being brought for Chelev, it's that it's just Chatas, at least, nothing else is permanent, right? It may be that temporarily, Lechachila, even on the Torah level, I shouldn't change my mind, but in terms of what it's permanently Kavua, nothing else is permanently kavua. Now, Joel just asked, why shouldn't we say, if we say, fine, the shame of the karban is just a shame, chelev is just a shame, dam. Then I would say the answer is pashut. Because the Rambam has tzvei dinim. A, you can't change the shame karban, you can't do a shinoi. B, you need positive kavan of the shame chet. So what the Rambam would have to say is that, if it's chelev of yesterday and chelev of today, that's even positive kavanah l'shem chet. That's positive kavanah l'shem chet. I have kavanah l'shem, the chet of chelev. And that's good enough to even be yotzei both dinim.
That's what I meant. So the Mishnah on Daf Bet is talking about this identity change. Mm-hmm. The Membar is talking about things that you should do, the chafilah we do right, but they're not identity changes. So that's how we just, as opposed to Tosfos, that's how we said the difference between Membar and that was. According to the Rambam.
Right, except that, remember, the Rambam passed like a Rafa B'di Rafa. Chelev l'shem dam, taka does passel. That is the identity.
That is the identity, but chelev at 6 o'clock in the morning and 8 at 10 o'clock at night.
That's only l'chachilev. Okay, especially according to the Rambam. Okay, so now you'd have to plug all these svaras back in, right? According to the Meiri, what you'd have to say is that Kashav Ol says that, it's not a real shinoi, because chelev and dam is not part of the shame, but since you didn't have in mind the right chet, it's not also. According to Reb Chaim, you'd have to say that it's not, a shinuk is not part of the shame, and it's not even binding that you have to bring it for, you know, just it's nice to not change your mind in the middle. But chilev is chilev ultimately. Chatas chilev, here it's just a shame chatas chilev.
Chilev shel Reuven is chilev shel Reuven.
Correct. But a chaylev shel esmol is just chaylev. And therefore, if you want to change it, you can change it. And according to the Rogan Chavar, you just have to say, no, it's taka, it's shame is chatas chaylev, but it's already kavua for esmol, and you can't change that.
Is there anything in the fact that they're always talking about today and yesterday? They're not talking about two different things today.
No, the Rambam taka does. The Me'iri does say Shachris and Arvis.
Shachris and Arvis is two separate.
Yeah, I don't think so. The Mice, I don't think so. Okay, so let's leave that. There's more to say, but Jonathan?
It seems very arbitrary that the chiluk of the Rambam. I mean, what's the difference between. Either they're both different or they're not.
It's a good point. I mean, why is chilev and dam part of the identity of the karbon, but yesterday's chilev and today's chilev is not part of the identity of the karbon? Is a very valid question. It seems arbitrary. It seems arbitrary.
Is the chilev and dam more intrinsic than the temporal?
That's what he's saying, but Jonathan's saying, still, what makes chilev and dam more intrinsic than yesterday's chilev and today's chilev?
The action I do today, action tomorrow, same action. But
right. I mean, I'm not really going to answer, but you'd have to say that.
It was yesterday.
But you'd have to say that somehow, maybe, when I'm mafresh achatas chilev, I'm making this achatas that's like has the power to be mechaper and chilev. Like chilev needs a different. I would say this. Chelev is a different. What's wrong with Chelev is different than what's wrong with Dam. Therefore, the kapara of Chelev is not just in a. Two Chelevs are two of the same wrongdoing. Chelev and Dam are two different wrongdoings. So it's like, you know, if I get two bloodstains in the shirt, then I need to, like, spot clean it twice. But it's the same detergent, same type of material. If I get blood in the shirt and oil in the shirt, I need to use one kind of detergent for the blood and another kind of detergent for the oil. So when I'm mafresh saying chaylev, I'm making it the detergent that cleanses chaylev. And when I'm mafresh saying dam, I'm saying this is the detergent that cleanses dam. But chaylev and chaylev is the same detergent. I'm just switching it to a different spot. Okay, maybe that muscle will help metaphysically. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara then. Going on in the Gemara, we now move from the realm of Shinoi Kodesh or Shinoi Chet to Shinoi Bailam. Sorry. Kain's not here, so I have to be the photographer. He's better at it than I am. Okay. Says the Gemara. Let's see. Okay. I have to get through this. L'shem ola psula, fine. For Amar Rav, chatas shachta al misha mechoyev chatas psula, al misha mechoyev olak shera. Here we're talking about Shinoi Bailam. If I shech chatas Reuven for the sake of Shimon who's chayev a chatas, then it's possible, because I change Reuven to Shimon. If I shech for the sake of Shimon who's chayev an ola, that's kosher, because Shimon's not shayech, so he doesn't count. My time, chibor alav ala chaver. You have a xeris akasav that we're going to see in the next amud, that you have to mechaper on him and not on his friend, but there's a hekesh between him and his friend. In general, when there's Pasuk says X, and we darshan X, but not Y, that's considered a hekesh between X and Y. X and Y have to be parallel. Even though I know it doesn't say Y in the Pasuk. Chaver domi di dei, b'mechoyev kavar kamoso, it has to be on him and not on someone else like him who's mechoyev this kapar, who's shayev to this karban. Therefore, if I shecht Reuven's chatas for Shimon, who's only chayev in Ola, that's not Shinoi Bailam, because there is no Shinoi Bailam to Shimon. He's not chayev chatas. He's not even in the Parsha. He's like Mars. Right? And therefore, that's not a Shinoi Bailam. It's only Shinoi Bailam for the guy Shayach Chayev in this carbon. Fine, continuing in our Girsa. V'amor Rav, Chata Shachal Mishain Machoyev Klum Psula, Shain Chadam Yishol Shain Machoyev Asay. Rav says, Achatas Vashecht, Ashecht Chatas Ruvain for Shimon is not Machoyev anything. That's possible, because Shimon really is Machoyev. What do you mean? How is he really Machoyev? Because Ain Sadik Bar Shayasa Tovelo Yechta. Because everyone violates an assay sometimes. Therefore, he's chayiv an assay. Okay, is this difficult?
Just before we said
that Yishecht of Shimon is chayiv an ola, it's not a psul. So now we're saying that if Yishecht of Shimon is chayiv an ola, it's not a psul. If Yishecht of Shimon who might be chayiv an ola without realizing it, then it is a psul. Like, why is it worse if he might be chayiv an ola than if he's for sure chayiv an ola? Okay, that's a mystery we're going to have to try to figure out. At least according to our Girsa of Chatas, right? So, of course, what did the Tosos Toch in the Shidim Gobetzes do in order to solve this problem? Hey, he doesn't explicitly say that it's to solve this exact problem, but he quotes a different girsa, right? And Tosos also quotes a different girsa than the second to last Tosos, which should probably start Is Degar Sinai, okay, even though here it says E Degar Sinai. What's the other girsa? Well, let's put this on the board. Ready? Is it Rabba talking this whole time? Someone check for me? I think so.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so Rabba says three things. So far, we've read two of them. One is that Chatas Sheshachta Al Mi Shechayav Ola is Kshera. Right? Why? Because a Mechayav Ola does not count as a Mechayav Chatas. Right, so therefore it's not a Shinui Bailam. Second thing he says is Chatas Sheshachta Al Mi She'eino Chayav Klum is Psula because why because? Because everyone did not say because he's really Chayav Ola. Right? That's what he says. He's really Chayav Nasei. In which case, he's really Chayav Nasei. Which, then what are we sort of saying? That a Mechoyav Ola is equal to a Mechoyav Chatas. And can count as a Shinui Bailam. Right? So we've just been Sosa ourselves. Now, there are two ways to resolve the Stira. One way to resolve the Stira is to change the Girsa. Is to change the Girsa. How do we resolve this Stira? One way, how do we resolve this Stira? So one way is the Shidim Gubetzes, quoting the Tosos Toch, and the Is Degar Sinan in Tosos, who say, right, this is Tosos Ramaskal Al Mishin Mechoyv Klum Sula. Is Degar Sinan Bahameimra Ola. The Abbe Ola Namik Siv Chapar Love. Degar Sinan Hachachatas Lomli Idach Melsa Derav the Chatzah Haperis Al Chai Vyasem Yahacha Sheminilla. Okay, what do they say? They say that they have a different girsa. According to that different girsa, to other girsa, what are we saying? Ola sheshachta al mi she'eino chayav klum is psula. And what do we mean by psula? Okay, if you look at the Shita Gazmonim, he reads every psula in this Amud is literal, and then comes up with tremendous Kiddushim, which we're not going to get into because they're a little radical. Psula meaning, what does psula mean for an ola? An ola is not a pasul shel ola shema. It means lo ola l'shem chova, right? Okay, why? Because he's really chayav ola. He thinks he's not chayav klum, but he's really chayav ola because everyone does an assay. In which case, what are we saying? We're just saying that a mechoyev ola counts as a mechoyev ola, right? Someone who probably did an assay and is chayav an ola, even though he thinks he didn't because he's a bal gaiva, but he really did an assay, he's chayav ola, and therefore he counts as a mechoyev ola. So if you check ola's ruvein for Shimon, he's not chayav anything. Okay, then it's pashut. Then it's no difficulty at all. That's one way of solving the stira. The other way of solving the stira is Rashi and Tosos Dibra Maschil Chatas is, how do you solve the stira? You have to say, this stira is part of the Gemara's next question. Of course it's a stira. How can we let this stira go? We don't let the stira go. That's part of the Gemara's next question. Because what's the Gemara's next question? Rabba says a third thing. What does Rabba say his third thing? Right? He says that Chatas Mechaperes al Chayveyasei. Chatas Mechaper al Chayveyasei. Then the Gemara says, hold on a second. If Chatas Mechaperes al Chayveyasei, what does that imply? That implies that Asei is Shaykh the Chatas. Chiv Ola is. Right? This implies that. That a mechoyev ola asay is mechoyev chatas because a chatas mechaperes al chayve asay. Then the Gemara asks, lemeimra debasmi no. You're going to tell me an asay is the same type as chatas, and asay is in the ballpark of chatas. They ask a steer from one. So what's the stira? There are two ways of reading the stira. According to this way, the question of the Gemara is 3 versus 1. 3 says it's basmina. Mechayev ola is the min of chatas, because chatas and ola are mechayev and chaper on the same thing on a seis. But his first statement says mechayev ola doesn't count as mechayev chatas. According to this pshat, it's very clear in Rashi. What's the stira? The question is 2 and 3 versus 1. His second and third statement imply that Ola and Chatas really go together. Mechayev Ola is Mechayev Chatas. Because over here he says someone with Mechayev and Asay is someone who's Mechayev and Asay is Chayev Chatas, and here he says an asay is nishkaper by chatas. Yet here he says mechuyev ola is not mechuyev by chatas. So really, whether there's a stira between these two statements, again, according to the Gersa Shidri Gavess and the Yesh Gorsin, there's no stira. Stira is only 1 and 3. According to Rashi and Tosin Rasal Chatas, the stira is between 1 versus 2, 3, which is a package deal, and that's okay. It's okay they didn't ask a stira between 1 and 2. Because they were going to ask the stira between 1 and 2 plus 3. And what they meant was, here are statement 2 and 3 together, and those are a stira to 1. Now, what's the answer? Let's see what the answer is. What's the answer to the stira? The answer is 5 words. Mikiva lo mechapra, mikufya mechapra. Seems like those 5 words answer all the difficult questions in this parak. It's not... Now, the pashup shot is, what's not mechapra, what mikiva, but mechapra mikufya? A... Chatos is not mechaper on an asay mikiva. It's mechaper on an asay mikufya. What's the answer? Chatos eina mechaperes al asay mikiva, but chatos mechaperes al asay mikufya. Okay, how does this answer the stira? Now let's figure out how this answers the stira. Right? So now we have 2 different ways of understanding the stira. Let's do the... One way is that this middle statement is talking about Ola Shachlo Misha in the Chayiv Klo. It wasn't talking about Chatas at all. The stira is just between 1 and 3. So the Aleph way of answering the stira is, what was the stira? On the one hand, Chatas Mechaperes Al Asay Mikofya, right? As a side point, it's mechaperes al asay, right? But that's not what it is brought for. It's mechaper al asay mikofya, but that's not what it's brought for. It's not mechaper mikiva, and therefore chatas sheshachta al mi. Shemachoyev Ola is Kshera because Machoyev Ola is not Machoyev Chatas. Why? Because Chatas is not brought for an Asay. Chatas is Mechapra on an Asay Mikofya, but it's not brought for an Asay Mikofya. What?
Exclusive.
At all, meaning if you did a Chiyuv Karis B'Shogeg, you bring a Chatas, whether or not you did an Asay.
Right.
if you didn't do a chiyuv karis b'shogeg, you don't bring a chatas, whether or not you did an assay. So the assay is l'mal of l'morin in terms of your chiyuv chatas. It might be a side effect, but it's not mechoyev, right? It's not mechoyev. Then the answer is pashuk. Chatas mechaper an assay, but it's not mechoyev. The answer is pashuk. Then it's so pashuk. What we're saying is that chatas mechaperes al assay. Aval over al assay eino mechoyev chatas. Right? That's ridiculous. It's only mikofya. It's not mikiva. That's not why you bring the chatas. V'harai, you bring it with or out the assay. Okay, then that's very simple. All you're doing is answering the steer between this and this. It wasn't really such a steer. It's mechaper in the assay. But that's not called mechoyev chatas. That's just a side effect. However, for Rashi and Tosas and Rasval Chatas, it gets a little trickier. Because we have to answer a different, more difficult sira, not just between 1 and 3, between 1 and 2. How come chatas that I shef with someone who's chayiv ola is kosher, but someone who's not chayiv anything is pasul, because he's really chayiv ola? These really seem like a flat-out sira. I mean, basically, what we're saying, someone who's not chayiv anything is chayiv ola, and therefore the chatas is pasul. But if he's chayiv ola, the chatas is kosher. So here, according to this, we have to figure out what we mean. How do we answer the sira between chatas sheshachta al mi shechayev ola is kshera, but chatas sheshachta al mi sheino chayev klom ube'emes chayev ola is psula? Right? That's going to be a very tricky stira. And there are many different formulations, but the yesod is all the same. What is the yesod hadavar? The yesod hadavar is how are we going to be mechalik between them based on kufya and kiva? How does kufya and kiva help us answer this stira?
Which one is
kiva? Okay, good. What's the yesod? The yesod hadavar is that mi shechayev ola kevan shechayev ola. What kind of kapar is he going to get from the ola? On his assays from the ola. Kiva. The ola is mechaper mi kiva al assays. Right? Yiskaper mi. Remember, if the guy's going to bring an ola, yiskaper mi kiva al assay shalo. Shabiyado. Right? Vilachain eino. Shai eino mechuyav. Mechuyav is a tricky word. One second. Al asay shaviyado. If you're bringing an ola, your chayav, you'll get full kapara. You'll get super kapara. Therefore, eino shayach lekaparas kofya. If you're getting kiva, you don't need kofya, and therefore you're an eino mechuyav chatas equals eino mechuyav chatas. However, this guy is really chayv an assay, really chayv an ola, but he doesn't think he's chayv an ola, right? So kevan, this is the yisod, kevan shelo yavi ola, right? Lo yiskaper, this guy thinks he's not chayv klum. Lo yiskaper al assay shebiyado mikiva. He's not a bar kaparas kiva, because he's not bringing an ola. He's just walking down the street. And therefore, v'lachain shayach lekaparas kofya. The guy who's getting kiva doesn't need kofya, so he's not mechoyev chatas. He doesn't need the kofya. He's getting kiva. But if the guy's not getting kiva, he at least needs kofya. He needs the most he can get. And therefore, he's called mechoyev chatas. Again, I don't mean literally mechoyev chatas. He's not going to bring a chatas. I mean, he's shayach to the kapar of, he needs the kapar of chatas. I know technically he's not going to bring a chatas if he didn't do a chiyuv karis b'shogeg, but he needs mechoyev and tzorich, right? Mechoyev chatas means this guy ain't no tzorich chatas. He's getting kiva. What does he need kofya? This guy needs a chatas, because if he's not getting kiva, he at least needs a kofya. Now the question just is, what actually is the difference, technically, the difference between the cases? Technically, where do you draw the line? Technical, where do you draw the line? Says Rashi, in the top of Amud Beis, that this is a case, at least our Girsav Rashi, of... I should have left myself more space here, but... says Rashi, this is the case where Hefrish Ola, and this is the case of Lo Hefrish Ola. If he was Mafrish and Ola, then he's got his kiva in the bank. He doesn't need kufya, because he's not Mechayiv Chatas. But if he wasn't Mafrish and Ola yet, he has no kiva in the bank. He needs whatever he can get, so he at least needs kufya.
But we learned back before, we were talking about it, that you like kufya until you bring your ola, because you have the time in between that you want to be prepared.
That is Tosus's kasha on Rashi. And as a matter of fact, the Shita Mekubetzes emends Rashi on Amud Beis. Rashi says, Helkach ha-mishim ha-chuyiv ola k'sheira k'imen she-hifrish ola she-hikula se-eb yivara ola p'sula she-chatas k'vei. Once he's mafrish an ola, he doesn't need the chatas. But someone who wasn't mafrish anything, the Shita Mekubetzes changes Rashi to... Came in Shinodar. Maybe because of Tosas Kasha. Tosas asked Kasha, asked Morty. Morty's Makamit to Tosas Kasha to Rasul Chatas. He says, hold on a second. If you're Mafresh Ola, then you still need Kofya. Why? On all the Asay de la Achar Afrasha. Right? So Tosas asked Kasha and Rashi, what about the Asay de la Achar Afrasha? Right? Good question. What about Asay de la Achar Afrasha? Asked Tosos. Right? So Tosos, here. Tosos makshe shehare ein lo kapara al asay de la achar hafrasha. Right? So, to defend Rashi, either you'll have to say that Rashi thinks this is a mandom where you do get kapara and asay de la achar hafrasha, or you'll have to say that maybe you were just mafresh it a minute ago and there's no time for an asay meanwhile. Or you have to say, then it's going to be hard to do LP Lumbus. Okay, but Tosos rejects Rashi. So Tosos has two other deos. What are Tosos' two other deos? So, Tosos in his first opinion, and there is Tosos in his second opinion, which is also the Shita Mekubetzes, was Higia Barashi. He changed the Girsa of Rashi. So there are two more opinions as to where to technically draw the line. Although I think where you technically draw the line is not as important as understanding the Yesod. Says Tosos, this is a case where Yodeya Shechayiv Ola, if you know you're Chayiv and Ola, then you're going to bring it and you have the Kiva. It's not in your pocket, but you're on track to bring Kiva. And this is where Eino Yodeya Shechayiv Ola. It's just a matter of Yediyah. He says Yediyah is enough to say you're on the Kiva track. Or the second day of Tosa says no. Yediyah is not enough to say you're on the Kiva track. But he doesn't want to say Afrasha. Because once you're Mafresh, now you need Kofya for Asegel Achar Afrasha, as Morty and Tosa ask. So here you say Nadar Ola. Once you make a Neder, then you're on the Kiva track. You have to do it. You have to fulfill your Neder. No, not fulfill a Neder. That's Pashut. Okay, so here we have three technical shitas is where to draw the line, but my main point is that there are two very different ways to understand this line in the Gemara. This part of the Gemara we understand. Mechuyev ola is not mechuyev chatas. This part of the Gemara we understand. An ola is chatas mechaber and ola, but a chaber is only mechaber and ola mi kufya. Therefore, if you're chayv and ola, you're not chayv a chatas. It's this line that's tricky. And we have two basic drachim. One is change this line to ola, and it's not talking about chatas at all, shalom al Yisrael. The other is, no, this line is also about chatas. And this is almost the same case, but opposite psukim. And the answer comes from kiva and kufya somehow. It's bechlal the answer of kiva and kufya. How does kiva and kufya give you the answer? The answer is, this is a case where you're chayiv an ola and you're bringing an ola. Either because you are mafresh, or because you know you have to bring, or because you made a neder. And therefore, you're on your track of kiva. When you're in the track of kiva, you don't need kufya. This is the case where you're bringing an ola, but you don't know you owe an ola. So you're not on the track of kiva. When you're not on the track of kiva, you at least need kufya, and therefore you're like a mechuyev chatas. Okay, those are the two ways, aleph beis, or four ways, aleph, and the three technical ways to draw the line in beis, of reading this line in the Gemara. Now, the Rambam makes things a little more complicated. The Rambam is a little funny. Which of these two halachos does the Rambam quote? Chatas shachtal misha'inim chuyiv klom psula or ola shachtal misha'inim chuyiv klom psula? I can tell by how often I take a picture of the board how fast I'm going. Right? So today must be a fast day because it's already the second picture of the board. I was waiting. That was all to tempt you. Okay, but that's because we're in a rush. We have to finish Mr. Masechet in time. And we have another 111 blot or something. Okay, so the... We can do Mikufya. So let's just have the Rambam here. What does the Rambam... What does the Rambam say? Which of these two gersos does the Rambam have? Does the Rambam have chata sheshachta al mishein achoyev klum or ola sheshachta al mishein achoyev klum?
Ola.
What?
Ola.
Ola. Mori says ola because if you look in Suli Mekdashim Tes Vav Yud Dalet, ola sheshachta al mishein achoyev karben klal, lo also the Bible, meaning puzzle. Says the Rambam, Tes Vav Yud Dalet, Ola sheshachta al mi she'eino chayev klum is pasul. Pasul meaning lo ola lebailim, right? Obviously, it's not really pasul because ola is not pasul with shulah l'shma, right? Why? What's his explanation? His explanation is ef sher she'ein lecha adam yisrael shlo avri ola mitzvah say. Why? Ein lecha adam shelo avar al mitzvah asay. So whose gerson does he have then? He is the Shidduk Betzis gerson, the Ish Gersinas. What's the only tricky part? What does he say in halacha tes? Rambam tes vav tes. He says... The second half, shachta chatas. He's talking about a chatas. Chatas sheshachta l'shem mishayin mechuyim karban klal lo chatz lo olav lo shar kabanas v'yizab psula. Shem mechuyim v'vein yodea. Chatas sheshachta al mi she'eino mechuyav klum is psula. Heels, which is Rashi's girsa. Why? Shema Mechuyev hu ve'eino yodea. So which girsa did Rambam have? So, this is a big machlok zachronim. I think there's one opinion that no one likes. The Kesef Mishnah said he had Rashi's girsa chatas, and he extrapolated to Ola. That is, everyone rejects that. Everyone rejects the fact that he had Rashi's girsa and extrapolated to Ola. Number one, because it's not so pasha to extrapolate to Ola. You know, who says there's such an Indian as Machuyi by Ola anyway? Ola's voluntary. So which Gersa did he have? What was the Rambam's Gersa? Well, you tell me, if you have to pick Chatas or Ola, which would you pick? Says the Kesef Mishnah, he had the Gersa of Chatas, and he extrapolated to Ola. Why is this very difficult, just linguistically, in the Lashon of the Rambam? Because in our sugya, what does it say? Does it just say blank sheshachal mishayin mechuyev klum psula, or does it add an explanation? What's the wording of the explanation in our Gemara? The wording of the explanation is she'ein lecha ein lecha adam yisrael she'ein mechuyev asay. The wording is over here by Ola. Right? This is the wording of our Gemara. This is not. Shema Mechui Vein Yodei is not the wording of our Gemara. This is the wording of our Gemara. You'd think that the Rambam, right, this is the Lashon of the Gemara. This is not the Lashon of the Gemara. Now, if the Rambam has two lines, and in one he quotes the Lashon of the Gemara and one he doesn't, it probably makes it more likely that he had the Gersa of Ola, because that's where he quotes the Lashon of our Gemara. And that is what the Or Sameach says, and the Kira Sefer, and the Rekev Mishnah, and the Sfas Emes, Or Sameach, and Kiryat Sefer, who lived a long time before him, of course, and many others. He had the Gersa of Ola. Why? Because he only quotes the Lashon of Rava by Ola. Where did he get Chatas? Chatas he extrapolated on his own. And, as Jonathan suggested, the Karen Ora and the Evan Ha'azel suggest, maybe he had both Gersas in the Gemara. That's why he quotes both. Okay, why does he keep the Lashon intact by Ola and adapt it a little by Chatas? Not so clear. Maybe that was somehow in his Gersa. But they say maybe he had both Gersas. Again, the Kesef Misha said something really strange. He had both Gersas, Ein Lecha Adam and Shema Mechoyevu. But he says they're both about Chatas. Okay, that's strange. Anyway, did he have Chatas or Ola? Kesef Misha says Chatas or Sameach Kiryas Sefer, and most Achronim say Ola. Either Chatas, and he figured out Ola on his own, only figured out Chatas on his own, or he had both Gersos. It could be either he had both in the Gemara, or he had two different Gemaras in front of him. One with one Gersa, one with the other, and he decided to pass in both of them. So, there's no way to know for sure. Although, I would tend to think Ola, just because by Ola he quotes the Lashon of our Gemara. By Chatas he doesn't quote the Lashon of our Gemara. But it's hard to prove.
There's really a big difference between the two.
Okay, hold that thought. Now, the main question is, Chata sheshachta al misha eina mechuyev klum psula. Okay, this halacha we understand. What about this halacha? What's the big difference, says Morty?
The big difference, the way I see it, is when you say, I know I'm not perfect, I've done things, I don't know what I've done. Another guy comes along and says, no, I'm perfect, I haven't done anything. That's the difference.
Okay, hold your thought. You're right, I was going to get there in stages. Now, let me ask a very simple question. The Rambam also brings in Halacha Ches, right? Now, this is going to be, right? This is same stira as, let's forget about the issue of Rambam Tesvav Ches. Chatas sheshachta al mi shemechoyev ola is kshera. Now here, you have the same stira. Mechoyev ola is kshera, but someone who's mechoyev klum is possible because maybe he's mechoyev an ola. So how do you miyashiv that stira? So the question is, did the Rambam take the same derech as we have here in miyashiv the stira? Or did he maybe have a different derech based on some different gersa? So, in my humble opinion, and the opinion of almost all the achronim, he was miyashu the stira differently, based on a different gersa. Right? How does Rambam resolve the stira? I think because he must have had a slightly different gersa, or else this is not a gersa, just an idea he had, based on his girsa. How would he resolve the stira? Shema mechuyev hu what? Shema mechuyev hu ve'in yodea. What do you think is mechuyev? Shema mechuyev hu ve'in yodea. Asay or kares? So, I think, you could disagree, but I think Lanias Daiti, that in Tes Vav Ches is talking about someone who is Mechoyav Ola V'eino Mechoyav Averas Kares B'Shogeg, and therefore a Mechoyav Ola is not considered Mechoyav Chatas. But on Tes Vav Tes, what's the case? Eino yodeya shechayev klum, but maybe mechoyev hu averas kares b'shogeg. Maybe he's chayev kares b'shogeg, not an assay. Meaning he's reading this case of chatzim shen chayev klum totally differently. Not because maybe he's chayev an assay, like our Gersa in the Gemara, Rashi Gersa in the Gemara. Because maybe he's chayev kares. Why do I think so? Because he says maybe he's chayev kares. If it was an assay, he shouldn't have said maybe. He should have said, for sure he's chayv an assay. Right? Why do I think this means kares? I think it means kares because shema. What is shema? If he meant chiyuv assay, then it should be vaday. What do you mean? Ein l'cha adam shlo over al asei. There is no Jews not chayiv asei. So therefore, the achronim assume it must be chiyuv kareis b'shogeg.
Don't you need to know
that, though? So that's a great question. That's why that's a great question. You say, maybe you'll say, how can you even call yourself Mechuyev Chatas? Without Benoda, there's no Chiyuv Bechlal. So either, okay, well, next time we get back to Maseches Krisos, we'll have to deal with this. But either you have to say the Rambam holds that Noda is just a technically necessary, but really the Chiyuv is Chal even without Noda. Or you have to say, even though the Chiyuv is not Chal till Noda, since the basic mechayiv is chal, that's enough to call you mechayiv kamoso. Even though you're not really chayiv to bring it, you're shayich to it. And you need the kapara even though you're not chayiv to bring it. Like split the chayiv to bring it with the need for kapara. And I think you can do that. Lemaisa, we're just left with one problem. If the Rambam then, he says, no, a totally different shot. Taka, he admits, ola shachal misha ein mechayiv klum is puzzle, but not because maybe he's chayiv nasei. Being chayiv nasei wouldn't make him a chayiv kavar kumosi. He doesn't hold from toast as far as. Because maybe he's chayiv karis. Of course, this only leaves us with one problem. The problem is, if he's not mechayiv klum, we think he might be chayiv karis, then b'shogeg. Then if he's mechayiv olawan, we also think he's chayiv karis b'shogeg. Right? That's what the achronim are worried about. Right? So the question is, why don't we suspect that maybe he's also chayav kares b'shogeg? Meaning, how come if he's not chayav anything, we say, well, maybe you really mechal Shabbos b'shogeg and forgot? So if he's chayav an ola, why don't we also suspect maybe he's mechayav Shabbos b'shogeg and forgot? And then it should be puzzle. Right? That's a difficult question. And I lost many nights of sleep trying to come up with a answer that would totally satisfy me for this question. I mean, it's basically a tricky Rambam. The Rambam is tricky for the same reasons as the Gemara. How come Shachar Misha Mechuyev Ola is Kasher, Shachar Misha In Mechuyev Klum is Psula? We started to say, no, he's a different Derech than our Gerus in the Gemara. He's saying it's not because you might be Chayv Nasei, you're Chayv Nasei without knowing, so you might be Chayv Kares without knowing. But then why is the guy who's Chayv nothing might be Chayv Kares without knowing? The guy who's chayiv nasei, why? Maybe he's also might be chayiv kares without knowing. So, there are two answers to this, both actually quoted in the Evan Azel, although other achronim like either of them. The Lukuti Alachas likes the Maskana of the Evan Azel, the Merkavas HaMishta likes the Havmi of the Evan Azel. I have two answers. What are my two answers? One answer is that it's in your mind. When I shech that someone is mechuyev ola, I mean, where am I going to get this on the board? Okay, I can take off this part of the board. Let's review the two Rambams. Right? Tes vav ches is al mi shemechuyev ola is kshera. Tes vav tes Almi she'eino mechuyev klum is psula. Why? Because here we say maybe the way I'm reading the Rambam, he's really chayev chatas and doesn't realize. But why not say the same thing here? Maybe he's really chayev chatas and doesn't realize. So here the Evan Uzzel has two answers: one Musar answer and one more Lumdish answer. So one answer is the Evan Ha'azel in his Havamina and the Merkavas HaMishnah. He says a Musar answer. Someone who knows their Chayav and Ola knows what they did and what they didn't. Knows how to do Cheshbon and Nefesh. He knows he's Chayav and Ola. Someone who knows he's Chayav and Ola knows that he's not Chayav Achatas. But someone who thinks he's Chayav nothing, what would you say if you met a person and you say, so you think you have any Averis? He says, no, I have no Averis. What do you think about that guy? You met a guy. You think, you think you have no Averis? You probably have all the Averis. You know, anyone who knows what Averis they have knows who they are. Anyone who thinks they're perfect, God save us from him. Who knows what he's doing and he thinks he's perfect. So therefore, he says a Musar answer. What's the Musar answer? The Musar answer is that, in this case, since he is not self-aware, Shema Avar Al Krisos Bishoge. The guy's so not self-aware that he thinks he doesn't owe any karbanos. He thinks he doesn't owe any karbanos. He probably does every avir in the book. Bishogeg, I'm not accusing him of mazid, right? Anyone who thinks they're perfect, probably Bishogeg does everything wrong. So they're not makbid on themselves. But this guy is self-aware. He's chayv and ola. Since he is self-aware, we trust him that he is not chayav al krisos bishogeg. If the guy's self-aware enough to know he did not say, then he knows he didn't do a chiv karis. If the guy's blissfully ignorant enough to think he's perfect, then he probably did all the aviros. In which case, what the Ein Ozer becomes a mishnah is saying it has to do with the yediyas mi shenishchat lishmo. Has to do with psychology of the guy you shechted it for. If he thinks he's perfect, he's probably chayiv karis. If he thinks he's chayiv asei, then we trust him, he's only chayiv asei. The other option, which is the Eben Ozel's maskana, and the what?
If Rizla was thrown out the window for that.
Yes, they would. And the Eben Ozel and the Zevach Toda, which is the part of the Likutei Halachos of Chafetz Chaim where he goes into Iyun, he said it has to do with Yediyas HaShochet. It doesn't have to do with the psychology of the guy. It has to do with the psychology of the shochet. What does it mean? It doesn't mean whether Shimon's chai of this or that. It means what the shochet thinks. Here explains the Zevach Toda, the Eben Ozel Maskana. In this case, he says, Kavonas HaShochet is Davka L'Shem Chiyuv Ola Shel Shimon. If the shochet knows Shimon's chai of an Ola, he only has in mind to shecht it for Shimon's Chiyuv Ola. And therefore, Lav Min Yilo Makrbe. That's not called Shinu Daimon, right? Ve De Lav Mine Lo Makrbe. Right, if he's only shechting a thing of Shimon's Chiyuv Ola, a Chiyuv Ola is not a Shinu Daimon for a Chiyuv Chaftas. But in this case, Kavonas HaShochet Al Shimon al Shimon Stam. Here, Shimon doesn't think he's chayv anything. So what is the shochet thinking? I'm shechting this for Shimon's chiyuv. I'll say better. Al chiyuvei Shimon Stam. And then, kolel, it includes chiyuv chata shalom. Right? If you don't think Shimon's chayv anything, you're shechting Shimon's stam. That includes all his chiyuvin. If you think he's chayv and ola, you're only shechting for his chiyuv ola, and you're not shechting for his chiyuv chatas. And therefore, that's not considered mechuyav kapar kamoso. These are the two answers in the Achronim to the steer in the Rambam, which ends up very different than the steer according to everyone else. Yes?
If
Shimon's joking himself, then there's then there's no practical difference in who you're talking about, but still two different angles. So again, let's just review. Why? We started with this big problem in the Gemara. It just doesn't make sense. If I shecht your chatas for him who's chayiv ola, that's okay, because he's not chayiv chatas. But I shecht for him who's chayiv nothing, it's bad, because maybe he's really chayiv. Right. Why is nothing more chayiv chatas than chayiv ola? So one derek was erase the girsa. Another derek was no. Nothing is chayiv ola, but doesn't know it. Chayiv Ola, it's Chayiv Ola, but knows it. What's the difference? If he's Chayiv nothing, he really needs Kaparas Ola, and he'll take Kufya if he can get it. If he's Chayiv Ola, he's on his track for Kiva, and he doesn't need Kufya. The Rambam, different way. No, if he's Chayiv nothing, he might be Chayiv Chatas. If he's Chayiv Ola, wouldn't he also might be Chayiv Chatas? So either say Musar. If he knows he's Chayiv Ola, he knows he's not Chayiv Chatas. If he thinks he's perfect, he's probably Chayiv Chatas. Or say, in my mind, if I think he's Chayiv Ola, I'm thinking about his Chayiv Ola, I'm not thinking about his Chayiv Chatas. But if I don't know he's chayiv anything, I'm thinking about him in general, including his chayiv chatas.
Why would you use the second territory of the Rambam? It's so much easier, kivya and
kufya.
The Rambam could go like that too.
You mean like Tosos, kivya and kufya. Right, then you have to say that here he means shema mechuyif huasei. like Tosfos. Okay, you could, and why is here Shema Asein there? It's Vaday Asein? You have to finesse that. Okay, what Joel is saying is that he wants to say, no, the Rambam's really like Tosfos. Here he means maybe he's Mechuyev and Asein. What's the difference between this and this? Well, if he's bringing a Chatas, he's getting Kivi, he doesn't need Kufya. If he's maybe Chayev and Asein, but he's not bringing one, he needs Kufya. I just have a technical problem. Why here is that Shema is Mechuyev and Asein, and there he's for sure Mechuyev and Asein? So Joel says we'll come up with an answer to that. Okay, I'm that I we could maybe come up with an answer to that and take a different direction than the Rambam.
He could say Vaday and Shema because he's already good and old, though. So, I mean, that's what got him started in the first place.
No, this guy's Chayev nothing. Either way, okay. All right, I you have to finesse somehow that Shema and Vaday. It bothers me. If it doesn't bother you, then Shalom al Yisrael. Okay, let's just quickly get to the two dots in the base. But Amar Rava, Ola Shach Shalom Shema, also Lizor Dom Shalom Shema. This is Chazara from Daf Beis of an Aleph. As we know, because the Gemara says, Yibay Seh Makra, right? Once you Shach Shalom Shema, you can't continue to vote Shalom Shema. You have to finish Lashma. Even though you started Shalom Shema, you have to finish Lashma. Yibay Seh Makra, Yibay Seh Masvara, Yibay Seh Makra, Motz Zech Dishmar Gagomer, Yibay Seh Masvara, Mishom Dishani Bav Vechule, Kidereish Perka. Like we already said in Daf Beis of an Aleph. One of the interesting Zvachim Kutchim is edited a little differently than the rest of Shas. In the rest of Shas, I don't think the Gemara ever says Kidereish Perka. Over here, they just, you know, instead of repeating the whole thing, they just wrote like we said earlier. Okay, so remember from earlier. This next Gemara we also discussed earlier. We talked about Yorshim. So, V'amar Rav Ola Habala Chermisa Shachta B'Shinu Kodesh P'sula B'Shinu Bailim K'sheira. Right after the guy dies and the Yorshim brings it, Shinu Kodesh Pasula, but Shinu Bailim is not a problem. They ain't Bailim Lachermisa, there's no Bailim left. Rav Pinchas, Breda Rav Ami, Amar Yesh Bailim Lachermisa. Remember, we saw Rashi and others say the Bailim Lachermisa, according to Rav Pinchas, is the Yorshim, while the Rugachev and the Sultan Zaneh says the Bailim Lachermisa is the dead person. Amelie Rav Ashi, Rav Pinchas, Breda Rav Ami, Dafka, Kamar Meyesh Bailim Lachermisa, Boy Lasu Ola Chrisa, Odelma Di Ika Kamasega Bimchaper. Do you mamish mean there's a Shinui Bailim and now it's Lo Olsa and you have to bring another Karban? Or do you just mean it's Bechaper for their says, but it's not mamish a Shinui Bailim? Amelie Dafka, Kamina Dafka, Shinui Bailim. Okay, and last line of this part of the Gemara. The Amar Rava, closing up the commentary of the Gemara on Kolas Vachim, Shenizbuchu Shalosh Vang Sheirim Elosh Lo Ola Bailim Shem Chova. Amar Rava, Ola Doron Hi, Ola is a gift. Ola is a gift. What do you mean a gift? As opposed to a Mechaper. How does he know that Ola is a Doron? Hey Chidami, because Mimanifshach, as we say, what's the case of the guy who brings an Ola? You bring an Ola for an Asay. But Mimanifshach, Ida Leka Tshuva Zerach Ram Toeva. If he didn't do tshuva on the assay, he's like, you know, oh, I didn't wear tefillin, and I'm going to keep not wearing tefillin, and I like not wearing tefillin, but I'll bribe God with a sheep to let me get away with it. No, zevach v'sham to'eva, that's an abomination to bring a carbon like that. The Achronim here point out, there's a different rule of zevach v'sham to'eva. If someone's a big rush in his whole life, he can't bring any carbonos. That's not what we mean here. What we mean here is, if you're bringing a korban specifically for something you're Russia about, you can't get kapara while you're Russia just by bribing God. It doesn't work that way. So then, obviously, it's not mechaper. So, Mimanifshach, if he didn't do tshuva, it's not mechaper. And if he did do tshuva, v'yideika tshuva, hatanya, avram mitzaseh v'shav lo zod v'shav atshamoch lelo. Mimanifshach, if he didn't do tshuva, it's not mechaper because he's a Russia. And if he did tshuva, it's not mechaper because he got kapara without a korban. Because for mitzaseh, it's lighter than a lav. The minute you do tshuva, you get kapara without doing anything, just by thinking tshuva. So we're saying tshuva, without getting into that. So therefore, mimanifshach is not mechaper. It's probably a doron who it must be a doron. It's not mechaper. It's just a gift. Likewise, the brayso Rav Shimon says, why do you bring a chatas? The Gemara interrupts the brayso. Lama ba mechaper. What do you want to bring a chatas? Mechaper. Elo, what it means, Rav Shimon meant is lama ba lufnei ola. Why does the chatas come before the ola? Whenever you bring a chatas and an ola in the chumash, you always bring the chatas first and ola second. So Rav Shimon says, why chatas first, ola second? Now continuing Rav Shimon words in the brisa, mashal the praklet shenichnas. It's like a defender who goes in to defend you in law in front of the king. Ritza praklet nichnas doron achrov. First, you send the defender to defend you and get you a verdict of innocence. But now you're still in the king's bad graces. Right, he's not going to kill you, but he's still not happy with you. So then you send a doron to get into his good graces. What? Achatas does need tshuva.
Does
need tshuva, but for big avirus you bring a chatas for, tshuva is not enough to mechaper. Meaning, only an asay lo zaz mishamat shemoch lelo. Let's say I do a chiv kares, I don't get mechila right away. I need to do more things, and the chatas are the more things. So that makes sense. Tshuva plus chatas mechaper on chamurut. But I say it's kalo, tshuva is mechaper. So what's the ola for? It's just a doron.
What about doing a 30 years old chorus?
That is a very, very good question. Okay, we'll leave that for now. The what does it mean doron hu? So Rashi says a funny line. Ain a bala chaper la say kapara mamish. Ela achish kipra tshuva la say balak bolas panim. It's not really kapara. It's just like bolas panim. It's just like to grief someone, meaning to reestablish the connection, really. Not the literal meaning of the word. What are you trying to say? Here we just, it's something funny. Ola Doronhu, does this fit in with everything we've been saying until now in this perek or not?
No.
It really sounds like it doesn't fit in with everything. We've been talking about kaparas asay. Ola's mechaper, you mean mechoyev kapar kamosa, was mechoyev kapar, what's a mechaper on? All of a sudden we say, or is that Ola's not mechaper? It's only a Doron. Right. So are we changing our mind for everything we've told until now or not? So this is a fundamental machloket. What? Yeah, did I get this one?
No.
No, I definitely did not. Okay. So, we're going to need some more space. What? Okay. So, what do we mean by a say doron hu? What do we mean by a say doron hu? So, here we seem to have a machlokes between Tosos here and Tosos and the Ramban and Bava Basra. I say Doronhu. What does the first Tosos here say? Ola Doronhu. Says Tosos, Ola Doronhu, Avagav that same Mechaber Tios Mechatas. Even, it's a Doron, but it's still Mechaper and I say more than a Chatas. Why? The Mechaber is Mikiva. Ola is Mechaper and I say Mikiva. Chatas only Mechaper Mikufya. So Tosos, it's the Doron, but it's still Mechaper Mikiva. Right? So Tosos in Zvachin says that Afal Pi de Mechaper Mikiva. It's Mechaper Mikiva, meaning we're not changing our mind about anything we said until now. If it's Mechaper Mikiva, why is it a Doron? How's it Mechaper Mikiva and a Doron? Right? It seems to be a Stira. L'chore, what you have to say for Tosos is that, and you know, the Gemara doesn't bring a contradiction. Does the Gemara ever say earlier, happy to say, is the Chaper, isn't it a Doron, or is this Kasha? It seems like this is a new point. In which case, according to Tosos, what's going on here is that we're not changing our mind. It's Mechaper al Asay Mikiva. It's definition, it's main person Mechaper al Asay. But what are we trying to say? Just the type of Kapara Mikiva that it does is not Kaparas Onesh, but Ritzoy Hakote. Then you'd say it's Mechaper Mikiva, but what level of Kapara? Not Kapara to get you out of the Onesh. Because Mimanashach, if you didn't do Tshuva, it's not going to help, but if you did Tshuva, you already got out of your Onesh. Rather, it's the Kapara of Ritzoy. There's getting out of the Onesh, and then there's being in Hashem's good graces again. Right? So you get out of the Onesh, that's not the Kaparas Kiva that we're talking about. But there's another more important kind of Kapara, right? Rav Lechtzi, whenever he gave a Tshuva Drasha, he'd always stick in somehow that what you think Tshuva or Shonim Kippur is about, you're afraid God's going to shmeis you and you want to get a verdict of innocent, you want to get a good lawyer to get a verdict of innocent to get away with it in Beis Din. No, that's not what it's about. What it's about is that you did so many chatam, you're now far from Hashem, you've ruined your relationship with Hashem. How do you fix that relationship, right? How do you bring Hashem fully back into your life? That's what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about. Anyone who's ever heard Yartzei Shur has always got in there somehow. So I think that's what he's saying. It is Kapara, but not the Kapara of sort of the technical, like primitive sense. Primitive, I don't mean in a bad way, I just mean in a simple way, of getting rid of the Onesh, but rather in the Gavra sense of becoming, reestablishing, fixing the relationship. Fixing the relationship, not getting rid of the conviction. Okay, but it's still Kaparas Kiva, right? It's Kaparas Kiva, it's just a different kind of Kapara. After all, veneer tzolo l'chapara love doesn't mean get you out of the Onesh. It means that it fixes the relationship.
It's like Chetz and
Pav. Right, exactly. Not the Chetz of the Chet, but the hefta, the chayda, at least as affecting the relationship of the gavra. That's Tosfos and Tzvachin. However, Tosfos and the Ramban in Baba Basra say very differently. Tosfos and Baba Basra Daf Mem Ches says, he's discussing what's mechaper, what's not. Chatz noshim mechaper, ola isn't. He says, but what do you mean? Isn't ola mechaper? No, it's a doron. It's only mechaper mikofya. And the Ramban says the same thing. I think the Ramban I even put on the page, because not on your regular shas. Says the Ramban there, he says, if you say, doesn't an ola also have kapara? Nah, I mean, has mikofya mechaper. Meikara, meaning mikiva, meikara lo mechaper. So they say, Tosos actually says, because of Dorunhu, the Ramban says even without Dorunhu, right? They say, no, that Ola is only Mechaper Mikofya, not Mikiva. Meaning it's really a Dorun, it's not Mechaper Mikiva, it's not defined as a Mechaper. Its side effect is Kapara. But it's really brought for a Dorun. After all, if it's a Dorun, how can it be defined as something whose main point is to be Mechaper? No, it has this level of kapara as a side point, but it's only mechaper mikofya. Now, this seems to go against what we just said earlier. Didn't we just say a chatas mechaper and a say mikofya? Right? So then, how about didn't we assume earlier that ola is mechaper al-asei mikiva, right? Unlike chatas, that's only mechaper mikofya. Unlike chatas, which is mechaper al-asei mikofya. Chatas mechaper al-asei mikofya, because it's really for kares. But ola is mechaper al-asei mikiva, no? So, I think you go one of two ways here. Either A, yeah, we, Rava is changing our mind. Meaning, yeah, until now we thought Ola is Mechaper Mikiva. Now he's Mechadish Ola Doronhu and it's only Mechaper Mikofya. Or,
where is he changing his mind?
When he says Doronhu. No, when he says Doronhu. Tosfos Baba Basra thinks that, let's just say better, that A is Ola Doronhu. Right? Overrides the previous sugya. But that's still a bit of a chiddush, because, like, it should have mentioned somewhere that we're changing our mind. But I think if you look at the Ramban, it's very fascinating. The Ramban of Abbasra, he doesn't even say Dorunhu. What does he just say? Don't we say over there, it's Mechaper Mikofya, not Mikiva? He doesn't say Dorunhu, he says, just don't we say. I think it's Pashut in the Ramban, and I think that's what Tosfos means also, is that, no, they had a different way of reading the top of Zayin Amad Beis. Mikiva lo mechapra mikufya mechapra. It doesn't mean a chatas is not mechapra and a say mikiva, it's mechapra mikufya. It means even an ola is not mechapra and a say mikiva, it's only mechapra mikufya. That's what it means. That says, no, it's a, that really, the Gemara on the top of Zayin Amad Beis meant, not that a chatas mikiva lo mechaper mikofya mechapra. All kaparas say is only mikofya. Meant that bein chatas bein ola. I know this is against the Rashi and Tosfos they had in this part of the board two boards ago. Seder, right? Tosfos the Ramban doesn't have to be bein chatas bein ola. Eino mechaper al asei mikiva. Elomikofya. Really, we misunderstood that Gemara. That's what the Ramban's saying. Look at the Ramban saying. He doesn't say Doron. He just says it's a mafurish line in the Gemara. Where's a line in the Gemara? What did the Ramban say? It should have made you jump out of your pants. I hope we had suspenders. Amrin on Hasa mikofya mechaper mikara lo mechaper. We say over there it's only mechaper mikofya, not meikara. Say over there means says the Gemara. We're just saying the Gemara it's only mechaper mikofya. Not the words Doronhu. He's saying even before the words Doronhu. The words Doronhu are only agreeing with what we said beforehand. What did we mean beforehand in the Gemara? We meant, you think kapara sase is like a real kind of kapara that's really part of what makes you chayim something? Nah, kapara sase in general is only mikofya, not mikiva. There is no kapara sase mikiva. What do you mean? Kiva is only when the Torah says, if you do this sin, you bring this karban. Aseis is just general relationship with Hashem. That's always mikofya. And therefore, doron hu is actually, it's not soser what we said until now. It's justifying what we said until now. Right? Doron hu works perfectly. With the previous sugya. Yeah, the previous sugya didn't mean achatas only mechaper nasei mikofya. It meant all kaparas say is only mikofya. Because kaparas say is not mamish mechaper. It's just part of enhancing your relationship with Hashem. And that's really, I think this is pasha in the Ramban. All kaparas asay is only mikofya. I know it's different than not just we, because we're silly. It's different than Rashi and Tosos read this Gemara until now. It's different than the Rashi on top of the Zion of Days. But I think that, just to review, right, in terms of Kaparas, Ola, Mechaper, Al Asei, Mikiva, O, Mikofya. One derech is mikiva. What are you talking about? Even a doron is still mikiva. It's just a kiva of a doron type kapara. The other possibility, which I'm not even sure is true, is it depends. Dav zayin of an aleph held mikiva. And dav zayin of be, or doron who holds mikofia. And we change our mind, which I'm not so excited about. Because, like, it should have mentioned we're changing our mind, not to mention the fact that it's the same Amora I'm talking.
Ella.
What? Should have said, yeah. So, I'm not so excited about this. What I really think is posh in the Ramban. Remember, the Ramban doesn't say, I think. He says, it says in the Gemara. No looking at watches today. Not pito. It says in the Gemara. But it's really mikofya, the whole Gemara was mikofya. It was only a half a mina that there might be kiva. Meaning, the whole discussion in Amud Aleph, kaparas asei, kaparas asei, mechuya kapara. That was all based on this half a mina that there's real kaparas kiva for aseis. Mm-hmm. The Gemara in Tav Zayin Day says, what do you mean? This whole kaparas asei is not the real kind of kapara that you talk about being chayav. It's all nedavas. It's just mikofya. The whole thing is only mikofya. Obviously, I think an afkamina might be, in the end, le'anias dati. I think a nafgamina would be. Nafgamina could be something that may or may not have been in the Gemara. Ola sheshachta al mi sheino al mi shelo avar al asei. If there would be such a case, which I know is hard, right? So then you would say it is kosher. And here you would say it was puzzle. Here you would say kosher. After all, an olas mechaper on asei mikiva, and this guy doesn't need kaparas asei, right? She'eino mechuyav kapara kimoso. Well, here you would say puzzle. Delo shayach inyan chiyav kapara la'ola. Because really it's a doron, and the kapar is only kofia. The kapar is not definitional to ola. Okay, it's a very theoretical nafkamina.
Maybe you could say that something that's basic, except for, say, that a chatas is for a lotas, and so therefore you need a kira sachet, and therefore you need a real strong kapar. But an abstention is, it can be maybe just as bad, but sacha kol, you're not being okay or anything.
And that's why, therefore I'd say it's more of a din in the gabra standing than, and therefore it's okay. Great. I just want to add,
But the Gemara never uses the term, even although the acronym, the kufya for the ola. It's always the chatos trying to be mechaper, not the ola. Nothing's wrong. It just.
No, but that's your reading of the Gemara. What I'm saying is maybe the Gemara there meant all kaparas aseis mikofya, not only chatos. Okay. I just want to end with one thought. The rest is musr. Musr, yeah, pasher. Okay. Says the Gemara at the end of Menachos. Again, there's a lot more to be ayin in this sugya, but I'll just bring one thought. The Gemara at the end of Menachos says that how do you have avoda nowadays? That who are the Avdei Hashem Ha'omdim Veis Hashem Ba'Leilos, Talmi Yecham Ha'oskim B'Torah B'Laila, and the Chavetz Chaim understands Torah Savoda, Malalam Koski L'Oskim B'Avoda, or for sure, La'olam Zosal Yisrael, why does it say in Devar Yom the Jews always bring Karbanos? Now it's the time of the Korban, as we know from Tisha B'Av. Yovzes Tamidicham Ha'oskim B'Hilchas Avoda, Malim Kasav Yil Nivne Mikdash B'Meihem. Tamidicham who learns Zvachim, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were rebuilt in their days. Okay, we still have to fast on Tisha B'Av, it's just as if, but nonetheless, that's a serious as if. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak, why say Zos Torah Achatas and Zos Torah Asham? If you learn Torah Achatas, like bringing Achatas. You learn Torah Asham, like bringing Asham. You learn Torah Ola, it's like bringing Ola. Learn Torah Samincha, it's like bringing a Mincha. Right? If you learn Kachim, it counts like bringing Karbanos. Likewise, the Gemara says in Tainus and Megillah, I think I put Tainus here, that Avram said to Hashem Yisbarach, how will my Am Yisrael survive? Hashem says, through the Zchus of Karbanos. That's the Brisbane, I'm sorry. Kachli Eglo Mishuleshes, Rashi says, it's a remnant to all the different Karbanos. Avram says to Hashem Yisbarach, but what about the time of the Korban? How will the world survive? Right? Because if Am Yisrael is gone, then there's no Shemayim V'aretz. How will the world survive? Karbanos. What about nowadays? Hashem says, I made them Seder Karbanos. I put Karbanos in the Seder before Mizmashir. And if they say those, it counts as if they brought the Karbanos and I'm a chaper for them. Basically, the world survives because we learn Kachim. The world survives, and once upon a time, the world survived by bringing Kachim. Mirtz Hashem Heirav Yameinu. Nowadays, the world survives through learning Kachim. So I just want to ask two questions, and with this, we will end. One question, very crucial. Learning Kachim counts like bringing Karbanos. Is this something special about Kachim, or is this true of Kol HaTorah Kulo? Right? Right? Limud Kachim counts as, obviously, with a Ke'ilu. Right? It doesn't mamish, the Achronim right. If you're Mechal Shabbos and you learned about Chatas, when they build the Beis HaMikdash, you still have to bring one. Right? It counts as Hakrabas Karbanos. So is this true that learning about all mitzvos counts as the mitzvos, or only Kachim? So here I brought a number of Achronim who say the Taz in his Divrei David on Rashi, and the Kiryat Sefer in his Hakdamah to his Pirush on the Rambam, the Mabit, and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, all say this is a general rule of the Torah. Learning any mitzvah counts like that mitzvah. If you learn about Makkah, it counts like building a Makkah. If you learn about Mezuzah, it counts as building up a Mezuzah. If you learn about Birkas Kohanim, it counts like Birkas Kohanim. That's how the Taz explains why does Rashi say to Esav, I was in Lovin's house and kept Taryag mitzvahs. How did he keep Taryag mitzvahs? He didn't have to Beis HaMikdash. He didn't have most of the mitzvahs. The answer is he learned the Torah that he learned from Shem Ba'Aver, and when he learned about the mitzvahs, it counts as doing them. Okay, so that's a general rule in the whole Torah.
I mean, he amends that if you can't do it.
Correct. Correct. And they say, why? Why should it be that learning counts as doing? Saying, because if you can't do it, you should at least commit yourself to doing it. When you learn it, you commit yourself to doing it, and therefore, onus rachon apatre, you did the best you can. Correct. General rule of the Torah, again, if you can't do it, then learning counts as doing. Okay. However, Rashi in Bava Metzia famously says, Davka Kachin. Why? Rashi explains something wild. How many Siddurim do we have in Bavli? How many of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah are in Bavli? Basically, only four, right? Moed, Nashim, Zikim, Kachim. Rashi says, why do we only have four? Why not Zeraim and Taros? Rashi says, that's because Zeraim and Taros are not halacha l'maisa. Zeraim in Chutz Laretz is not so halacha l'maisa. Taros, nowadays we don't pour a Duma, is not halacha l'maisa. So we only learn Moed, Nashim, Zikim, which is halacha l'maisa. So Rashi says, why do we learn Kachim? Because when we learn Kachim, it's as if we bring Karbanos. So the Achronim died from Rashi. So why don't we learn Taros? It'll be as if we did Taros. Why don't we learn Zeraim? It'll be as if we did Zeraim. So the Achronim of Daik and Rashi, Diyok, that maybe it's only in Kachim that it counts. And that's why there's a Seder Kachim in Shas and not a Seder Taros and Zeraim. Seder Zeraim you have in Yerushalmi, because they lived in Eretz Yisrael. But that's why Davka Kachim, and maybe that's why there's only Bavli on Kachim and not the other ones that are not practical nowadays. Now I just have a simple question. Why Davka Kachim? Why Davka should learning Kachim count as Kachim and not learning Taros count as Taros and not learning Zeraim count as Zeraim? It's a valid question, no?
What do you have to do with Taros?
What?
The Torah is not to do anything.
It's usually negative. Sure. Stay away from.
Okay, but there's a mitzvah for Aduma, and there's a mitzvah. Okay, Zroim, fine. I fill the question with Zroim. So here I have three possible answers. One answer is, which I haven't found anything before, Shem, is maybe it's just a kula in order to keep Shemayim V'aretz standing. After all, what if we don't do Zroim? Shemayim and Aretz won't collapse. What if we don't do Taros? Shemayim and Aretz won't collapse.
Okay.
What if we don't do Chive Malkos and Chive Mises Bezden and Mitzvahs Minoi Melech and the Shemayim Aretz? But if we don't do Kushim, Shemayim and Aretz will collapse. That's what it says in the Gemara. So maybe Hashem give us a special kula in order to keep the Shemayim and Aretz going. Okay, we don't like this because there should be some substantive reason, not just special kula. So let's try something else. The Me'iri says something else. The Me'iri in Tainus says there's a fundamental difference. Because in Kachim, what's the Iker in Kachim? The Iker in Kachim, says the Me'iri, I think I put it on the sheet here. Did I? Yes. He says, Ukshein karbanos chirasan olan makamak rabasan shalah karban mechaper ela tshuva ba besibaso varia afa zechiram shameshes kach veafa kilmenes kach. Says the Me'iri, remember what we said in the very beginning of the year? Why do we start with Kolazvach Shenizvach Shalol Lashman? Maybe to emphasize the internal part of Kachim. Kachim, the internal part of Kachim is the Iker. It's not the blood and guts that's the Iker. It's the internal experience that's the Iker. Now, obviously, the Torah gave us mitzvahs for a reason. The internal experience will be stronger when you actually bring a carbon than when you don't. But, says Me'iri, he says, because in Kachim, the internal experience is the Iker. In Kachim, it's what's inside you, the internal feeling that's more important. After all, that's what the Nevi'im keeps saying. Don't think you're bribing God by giving him animals. No, it's about your feeling inside, your tshuva, your subservience to Hashem. And therefore, the internal experience is Iker. And therefore, you can get a weaker internal experience from learning, as opposed to Zrayim. In Zrayim and Truma, it's not the internal experience that's the Iker. It's the giving the Truma that's the Iker. It's not the internal experience of Klayim that's the Iker. It's the not having Klayim that's the Iker. In Zrayim, it's doing that's the Iker. But in Kachim, Kachim is unique because the internal experience is the Iker. So here, what's unique about Kachim? What's unique about Kachim is either the indispensability, and therefore we have to have or the internality. That's not a real word, I don't think. And then I would add to that just based on a Rambam. Says the Rambam, and it's, I say, hey, what does Avodah mean according to the Rambam? Everyone knows what Avodah means in Shas. What does Avodah mean? Kachim. What does the Rambam say the mitzvah say of Avodah is?
Tefillah.
But what is, he says four times, he brings four in that mitzvah say, four rayas that Avodah is tefillah. But twice he brings down that Avodah is? But he says, b'mikdash means a davar. The mikdash, talmudo. Interesting. He says, four times he says it means tefillah, and that's his main point, but twice, which is half as much, he says it means talmud. Talmud, karbanos, and tefillah all have something in common. What do talmud, Avodah, and tefillah have in common? Right, what do all these things have in common? So you might say, because, and this one fits the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? That Avodah equals Talmud, Tefillah, and obviously, Kachim. The Rambam doesn't mention it there, because that's obvious the pshat meaning of Avodah is Kachim. Why? Because they're all Be'ikr internal. Tefillah is what I'm thinking. Now, I just add one thing. I would add a ha'ara. That there's something else about Avodah. What does Avodah mean, Be'ikr? Avodah is subservience. Avodah is sacrificing yourself, right? I would add that for the Rambam, what is Karbanos all about? It's about sacrificing to Hashem, saying I belong to Hashem, right? The Mefarshim, right? When I bring an olah, if I'm sacrificing myself for Hashem, right? Ultimately, what is tefillah and Talmud Torah? Tefillah is, I'm saying I'm totally dependent on Hashem. Everything has on Hashem, I'm nothing without Hashem. And what is Talmud Torah? The Rav in a few places writes that Talmud Torah is a kiyum of sacrificing yourself for Hashem. Why? The Rav says many times, Judaism believes in human sacrifice. just, the Akedah teaches us, it doesn't mean to shecht someone. Human sacrifice is in your mind, not on your throat. Right? Not in your neck. What does human sacrifice mean? It means that I think X, Y, and Z. But the Torah says fakir. The Torah says differently. Do I follow what I think? Do I follow what the Torah thinks? Okay, that's the most important question in Orthodox Judaism, or in Judaism nowadays and in old days. Right? Ultimately, and it's not a simple question, I know, but ultimately, what does learning Torah mean for the Rav? He says, learning Torah means I thought X, the Torah says not X, and I believe the Torah and not myself. Basically, it's sacrificing my mind for the Torah and accepting the day of the Torah instead of what I think. It's not just that I'm going to do something inconvenient for me. For the Rav, being an intellectual, the fact that it's inconvenient for me to get up on a cold day early in the morning and go to Minyan, I'm going to do it anyway. Or it's inconvenient for me to forego a nice cheeseburger and I'm going to do it anyway. It's cute, but it's not deep. What's deep is that I think this makes sense, but the Torah says something else makes sense, and I'll believe what the Torah says and not what I think. Ultimately, the Torah really is avodah like karbanos. It is sacrificing myself for Hashem, right? So, based on the Rav, I'll pee the Rav, there's a very specific internal component. It is the self-sacrifice, right, to Hashem. That's what karbanos means. I'm giving myself up to Hashem. And for the Rav, that's what Talmud Torah was. I don't know if everyone appreciates that, but for the Rav, the ikar of Talmud Torah is I'm sacrificing my mind and my deah for Hashem's deah. And I'm giving up what I think. The hardest thing to give up is what you think. It's very hard to give up what you feel, what you think. And that's what it means. So I think that's really something. And of course, when I learn, that's very similar to karbanos. Not just because it's internal, because the specific internal gesture is a gesture of sacrifice. And the Rav's chiddush is that Talmud Torah involves sacrifice. And that's why it's avodah. That's the chiddush of the Rav. Talmud Torah is sacrifice. Which we would have thought is just acquiring knowledge. No, it's sacrificing. It's sacrificing my pre-existing notions. One last thing I'll just discuss. So here I think we learned something very deep about
Kachin. Yes?
That's
the whole concept of being a true Jew. You're putting yourself in Hashem's hand.
Exactly.
That's the basis.
Okay.
It's not just what he says.
Okay, I agree. One thing I'll just point out is there seems to be some sort of stira. How much kachim do you have to learn in order to bring karbanos? What does it say in Tainus and Megillah? What do you have to do? Seder kachim. Korin bahem. That sounds like you diving up the Seder, right? The Seder, and you, Seder Karbanos, I mean. Not Seder Kachim of Mishnayis. I mean the Karbanos and the Seder. You ever see a Frum Yid might go with a lot of Karbana, and, you know, but he doesn't necessarily understand what he's talking about. He doesn't know the intricacies. Korin Bahem. This sounds like just reading. But what does it say in Menachos? It says, yeah. First of all, it's Talmidei Chachamim, Ha'oskim. Right? It's talking about Oskim. It doesn't say you just read something. Osek b'Torah Zola. It talks about Be'ion. And that's why Rashi says you need Shas Bavli, right? Menachos. Rashi in Bav Metzia says you need Gemara. Not just Seder, right? You need Gemara in order to mekayim that. Ha'oskim. Osek b'Torah. So which is it? Do you have to learn Be'iyam, or is it enough to just read Karbanos in the morning? So here, I'll just close. I apologize. I know it's very late. With three possible answers.
Depends who you are.
So the B'nai Yisoschar and the Derech Pikudecha, Rav Elimelech, Tzvi Shapiro. The B'nai Yisoschar says it depends who you are. One answer is the B'nai Yisoschar, famous Hasidic thinker in the Sefer Derech Pikudecha. He says, it depends who you are. It's like everything else in the Torah. Depends who you are. The Ame Ha'aretz have to at least say Seder Kachim, right? And the Lomdin of learning it, like everyone has to pull their weight. You need everyone has to at least say Zerum Kamen in the morning, and some of you have to. Okay, everyone does their share, and like everything else in the world, everyone has to chip in, but someone has to, everyone has to, if everyone only chipped in a little, it wouldn't be enough. Therefore, you need Iyun, you need Bakias, depending on who you are. Another answer is in Rabbi Bachye. Says Rabbi Bachye, he says you need Iyun. But what kind of Iyun do you need? He says you need Musar Iyun. You need Iyun, says Rabbi Bachye. What kind of Iyun do you need? It doesn't mean just reading the Psukim. It means that you have to think about what the Mimuzim, what the Musar they teach you. And then you'll see the Niflos, and then that'll cause you to work harder in Torah Mitzvos. He means you have to take Musar out of it. What's the Oseh for him? The osek for him means, this means, isok birimazim lehafik musar. It's to understand the moral lessons that Karbonos teach us. And therefore, he says, that's no stira. He says, you ever see, big Gamal Torah Davin? You ever see Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Davin? He says, the proper way to read even the Siddur is to focus on the Rimzei Musar. He says there's no stira. It doesn't mean you learn Reb Chaim's. It means you just read the Ezel Makom. You have to read Ezel Makom and think about what it means for your life, the Musar implications, and therefore there's not really a stira, because that Siddur versus Reb Chaim's. It's Musar. Again, he says like Ashrei. What do you mean say Ashrei three times a day you go to Olam Haba? If you think about what Ashrei means for your life. The third answer in this, thank you to Jonathan, I was going to say this, but he showed me, in the Anderetz, that's Rav Cook's father-in-law's, Hakdama to the Likutei Halachos of the Chafetz Chaim. You look at the beginning of Likutei Halachos, the Anderetz Hakdama, he quotes his son-in-law Rav Cook. Okay, there's a footnote in the edition you showed me, which says, or to Yehuda says, the whole thing is written by Rav Cook, even the part he didn't quote his name, but this is very clear. This is the Aderet Bishem, the Rav Cook. And where is this? In his Haskama to the Likutei Halachos of the Chafetz Chaim, which we quoted so many times. So the Chafetz Chaim has the Aderet for the Haskama. The Aderet quoted son of Lord of Cook. It says, there are Tzvei Dinim. He says, there are Tzvei Dinim. What are the Tzvei Dinim?
Just reading the Nevi Hosea as the pasuk when the Shalom of Parim is passing.
Right.
So that's obviously one din.
Right. Okay, so there's one din of kapara. You want to get kapara, and you want to get kiyum shamayim va'aretz. You want the world to exist and not descend into tohu va'bohu. So say karbanos every morning for 3 minutes before Mizmor Shir or Hodu or whatever it is that it comes before in your Seder. Right? Yeah, the Seder. Yet, but that's to get kapara, to keep it. That's what's the context in Tainus Megillah? Will the world exist or will it not exist? You know what? A karbanos is enough for the world to exist. But menachos is more ambitious than the world existing. This is not just that we shouldn't have the cataclysmic end of the entire universe. This is ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash b'mehem. As if you mamish had a beis hamikdash. This is, kriyas karbanos. That gets you kapara. But limud b'iyun, that gets you ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash. The osek ba'avoda. You want to be not just that you should have some basic part, the world shouldn't come to an end, but that mamish have the basic mikdash, meaning to mamish have the shechina rest within you. Not just the world shouldn't end, but to mamish have the shechina rest within you. To mamish have that level of the basic mikdash. For that, you need to learn be'iyon. You need to mamish know the halachas inside and out. And I think this is a very nice way to end. The Rambam says at the end of Menachos, from here we see a musar. You shouldn't make light of karbanos. You should take it seriously because they see how important it is. Right? This is the arch-rationalist Rambam speaking about how you should not forget how important karbanos are. So karbanos are very important. On what level? We should all have karbanos be some small part of our life. Make sure that the world doesn't descend to tohu va'bohu and keeps existing. But also, we should all continue to be zochet with summers all year long, whenever it is, to have the opportunity to learn more be'iyon and become more familiar with the depths of the concepts. And then we can not only keep the world existence, but have the Shekhinah rest within us and be able to reach some of these spiritual levels which we could reach in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And Bezrat Hashem, we should all have to maybe not even fast tonight, or if not, the Mashiach will come next year, and we won't have to fast next year. And we should all see the Beis HaMikdash Mamash Meir Yameinu and be able to have Shir in Kachim Halacha L'maisa Mamash. All right, Shkayach, thank you everyone for this great Zman, and I'll see you on Meir Hashem Rosh Chodesh Elul. Raise your hand if you want to daven Mincha. Hoshia Samecha Uvarech Es Nachlasecha. I don't think we have a quorum, so I think we'll. I apologize, but we'll have to save it for.